Today, I just want to talk about don't let your dream die. What's today's date? 1st of July. What does that mean? Yeah. Half of the year has gone where? Yeah. And I don't know what we set out for ourselves at the beginning of the year. Mine was to go to the gym and eat right. You know, certain things we do, and some of them we do and continue with, and then some fall by the wayside sometimes. But, you know, just sitting here, I'm not exactly a regular at the 9 o'clock. But it actually started with a dream. I remember when Pastor Paul said, I think we should have two services. And I was really excited because before in other churches I've gone to, I used to go to the first service. So I thought, oh, great. Because, you know, I don't know, I used to feel quite superior after, you know, on your way home after the first service, and there's people now coming. I don't know, but I felt quite superior. It's like, I've been to be with the Lord, and I've still got some of the day left. But it started with a dream. It started with him believing in Godfrey when Godfrey didn't believe in himself. And now look what the Lord has done. And I want to ask each and every one of us, what's your dream? Write a book? Where's the book? Start a business? Have you? Open an orphanage? Have you? Write some songs? Have you? Get a degree? Have you? I just want you to, you know, because that's what I normally do to Kamau. If it's your wife, go gentle. But elbow your neighbor. Have a sharp elbow. Elbow your neighbor and say, what are you sitting on? And then elbow them again and say, stop sitting on your dream. Because truth is, that's what a lot of us do. And the reason is, why? Come on, somebody tell me why. Tell me why you're sitting on the one you're sitting on. Fear. See, Nana, you stole my thunder. Fear. It's a big one. Fear of failure. Fear of success. Either way, we are afraid. What if? What if? What if? What if it goes wrong? What if whatever? But you know, when God gives us a dream, it's always bigger than us. So if you're afraid of it, it's from God. Yeah. Because the one you can do, well, you'd have done it, isn't it? But the one you're sitting on, because you're afraid of it, is from God. It's outside your comfort zone. It's outside our capability. And yet, it won't go away. Some of the dreams are old. They're old. We got them years ago. And then something happened and we squashed it or sat on it. And I remember a dream one day, I think it was all night or something. And I remember I just heard the Lord say to me, why are you believing for the house you can afford? Believe me for the house you want. And I can't draw. So I went home and I wrote a list of my house. And then I did a square with some windows. And I wrote all the features of the house that I want. And I put a date. And it even had a red room and a nice big garden. And I looked at the date because I found that paper last year. And it was 10 years before. But why did the Lord let me find that? It was a piece of A4, an A4 sheet. And I found it again. And I knew that the Lord was telling me, dream again. So it's on my wall in my room. Because the Lord was saying something to me, dream again. What happened? 2007. And, you know, I had some hope. I was full of hope. 2008, my life fell apart. So I thought, at least you have a house. It's big enough. No need to dream for the one you want. I don't know where the paper went, but I found it last year. I don't know what you're sitting on. I don't know. But I came to tell you, it's the 1st of July. The year's halfway down, but whatever you're sitting on, dust it off. Dust it off. It doesn't matter what's happened. We all know about the dreamer, Joseph the dreamer. And he had a dream. And in the dream, he said he saw sheaves of wheat. And then his sheaf stood up. And then the other sheaves bowed to his sheaf. And he told his brothers. One of the other things that happen when we have a dream is, after our fear, if our fear doesn't kill it or squash it, we then share it with somebody. Family or people around us, we share our dream and then the voices start. Are you sure? Are you sure? How is it going to be possible? You don't even have any money. You this, you that. Somebody had a dream. And in the dream, they were leading worship. International places, you know. So what then happens when you haven't even sorted out your papers yet? Where are you going to go? And yet God has given you a dream. And so Joseph had this dream. He had another one. This time even it was his father and his mother bowing down to him. Now Joseph, I think, was the 11th born, right? So in the pecking order, even if Reuben died and then Simeon and Levi, there was enough before we got to him. So that was a pretty unlikely event. And then the next thing when you share your dream, the enemy comes. So much as he was the favorite, and he had the fancy coat. He had a pretty good life till he shared his dream. The brothers didn't like him already, but they didn't do anything about it until he dreamed. And then they thought, let's just wipe him out. So when we have a dream and it's from God, the enemy will come in like a flood. That's one of the signs that the dream is from God. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. Hang on to your dream. Don't sit on it. Don't squash it. Don't take the air out of it. Don't. And just say the voices don't kill the dream. What have we done about the dream? I just lost the paper. Because our fear, our self-doubt makes us come up with, oh, I'm all right. You know, I said, you know, I have a house. I don't need more space, really. Because I didn't want to dream. The dream was too big and it was too hard. What have we done about the dream? How much color have we put on it? How much flesh have we put on it? It won't happen without God, but it also won't happen without us. So I'm just here to challenge us, really. Don't let the dream die. Don't sit on it. Don't squash it. You know, when Joseph dreamed, you see, he thought that this was going to be something that would happen in his immediate environment. He didn't really, I mean, yeah, he was really excited that all these his brothers were going to bow to him and even his parents. But whatever town he lived in then, he didn't really see beyond that. Except the dream wasn't about him, actually. It was about who he was going to save. As we sit on our dreams, do we know how many lives are linked to those dreams? Godfrey's life was linked to the 9 o'clock service that Pastor Paul dreamed about. He didn't even know. Because when we have a dream, it's about who that, what we do is going to touch. Who's going to read that book I keep saying I'm going to write? And I'm on chapter 2, 10 years ago. What about that song that keeps buzzing in my spirit, but I think people might laugh, so I'm not going to share it. You know Amy's song that we sing? I heard it in this church. She told me she'd written a song, but anytime I said, well, you know, play it for me, she'd go, no, 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 no. She played it for her sister, but not for me. She was shy about her song. She was sitting on it. She's written some more. Sometimes she shares, sometimes she doesn't. But don't let voices crush your dream. Don't let your own voice crush your dream. Don't let fear squash the dream. I had another dream I squashed. And again, it was some years back. My business was doing really well then. And I remember I used to see myself sitting around a table, and there was all these other business women. They were women for some reason. And I would speak to them about helping teenage moms, just to help those who've had them and help those who are on their way not to get there. And I would say to them, I don't want to ask the government because their money comes with leg irons and then they tell you to run. So I want people who get it in their heart and have something in their pocket for us to do something so we are answerable to God and one another and not have to depend on whatever they're going to tell us, oh, you must do LG, who we, or whatever, who ha. We just do what we feel the Lord is called, asking us to do because it's our money. So it was always like, that was on my heart. And then when my business began to experience problems, I thought, you know, I squashed the dream. But earlier this year, when Pastor Lois was talking about what they were doing in Sunderland, it came back to me because I do have an anointing for relieving people of their cash. So I know that if I went to certain people, we could do this thing. But I squashed it. So I have unsquashed it now. See, I'm sharing these things because I know we're all sitting on something. We are. and we put it away because of circumstance. Something happened that shouldn't have happened, or we didn't want to happen, but it happened. And so we've given up on it. Joseph spent 13 years in nowhere. What do you think kept him? What do you think kept him? His dream. Because, you know, in the things of God, the way up is down. The way left is right. Everything you think is going to go this way will go some other way. Why? So we know he did it. As long as if everything looks impossible and unlikely, our God's going to show up. That's how we know he did it. And if he gave us a dream and it seems too big and too impossible and too unlikely, it's because he's in it to do it. But we have to get up off our backsides, because another thing that kills our dream, let's not be polite, is laziness. Putting it off. And again, we spiritualize it. I spiritualized my dream. Well, I have a house. Do I need the house I want? Sounds kind of, you know, spiritual, being satisfied with little. Or we look at our lives. I'm so busy. There's so much going on. How can I fit this in? What if I write the book and nobody publishes it? Well, write it anyway. You get people saying, oh, I'm believing God for a car. I said, can you drive? No. We need to do the things we can do. And all the time, hold on to the dream. Other people's lives, other people's destinies are linked to our dream. And if some things are taking long, seemingly long, when Joseph came out of his situation, he was not the person who entered the situation. He was a cocky little snitch, let's face it. And then he came out. He was a man of God, a forgiver, a savior of a whole nation. If he hadn't changed in that period, what do you think he would have done to his brothers? And what do you think would have happened to the nation of Israel? So if we're having to wait, or if we're in strange places after we had the dream, it's because God is at work in us. Let him do his work so that we can carry the dream in the actual fullness of it. Other people are linked to that dream. The lives of other people are linked to our dream. Salvation, people's salvation is linked to that dream. People being rescued from all sorts of situations are linked to that dream. The dream came from God's heart. He needs us, and we need him for it to come to pass. Just want to say, dust it off. Pick it up again. Give it some flesh. Give it some color. Don't let it die. And how do you give it some flesh? Especially when, you know, everything looks impossible. You know, the Bible says that write the vision. Write it down. Is it in your phone? Write it down. Is it on your wall? Write it down. Write it somewhere. Keep it before your eyes. Put a daily reminder in your phone. Ping! And then something, it says something about your dream. So that we don't focus on circumstance. We focus on the dream coming to pass. We work the dream. They say the graveyard is the richest place on earth. Why? Because it's full of people and their ideas and their dreams that went to their grave with them. Because they were scared. They were afraid. Or they listened to voices, their own and others. Or they kept putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. Putting it off for whatever reason. Let's not be comfortable. Let's not be comfortable depriving other people who are linked to our dream. Let's not be at ease about it. Everything that happened, Joseph must have said to himself, somehow God will turn even this around. Somehow God will turn even this around. Somehow, I don't know how, but he'll do it. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. So we can dream. You can dream in Technicolor. Give it color. 3D. 4G, whatever. But give it some flesh. Imagine. They don't charge you for imagining. Just dream. Do something that steps you out of your usual faith zone. Just take it further. Take a step of faith. And then, you know, again, the Lord just reminded me, because back to this house thing, because, you know, I thought, yeah, look at the house prices now, the kind of house I want. But I used to go walking a lot with Auntie Rhoda in Mill Hill and so on, and I would refuse to walk on any road with small houses. I said, Auntie Rhoda, we're not walking. The houses are too small. Let's walk. You know. Why? That was part of my dream. Yes. And then I sowed a seed into somebody's house, because we always have a seed. I was very broke. I got some gift money. It was a good check. But I decided, you know what? This can buy nothing house-wise, but it can help somebody. So I gave the check to somebody. I sowed my seed. It's growing. It's germinating. It is. I always say, if you want to know the ways of God, take up gardening. So I've sowed up my seed. I've sowed my seed, I know. We can do something about the dream. Do something. And then watch what God will do. Shall we be on our feet, please? And if we could just shut our eyes. I don't know what came to your mind as I was just sharing. But I know you have a dream. Sometimes we've done some of it, but not all of it. Or sometimes we've just squashed it completely. But thankfully, God is always just waiting on us. We may have lost time, but hey, we can press reset and start again. But the key is, pick it up again. Don't say it's been too long, too much has happened, how is he going to do it? That's why his name is Jehovah. He knows how. We don't need to know how. But if we partner with him, we will see that dream come to pass. And as we just stand there, just be great if we can determine whatever that dream is, that we'll pick it up again. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for God-given dreams, Lord, that you've placed in our hearts, Lord God. And Father, we just ask you to forgive us for every dream that we've sat on and done nothing about. And Lord God, even as today is the first day of the rest of this year, Father, we just determine that we will do our dream. We will do our dream because, Lord, you're able. You're the God of the impossible. And therefore, Lord God, we know that our dreams can and will be fulfilled. Father God, we bless you, we praise you, we honor you. You are faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.